Welcome back to the Boss Lab. Happy 2019, you guys. I am so pumped. I'm so amped. You guys, before I even hop into this, let me let you know the motto for 2019 is to become better, not bitter. Stop looking at opportunities where you could have improved and looking at that and you start to get discouraged. Instead, look at that and learn from what you could have changed and then revamp it so that it does not happen again. So with that being said, I'm going to use this example of something that I saw on Facebook. And like, I saw this past weekend or whatever, and the lady was like pissed. She's crying. She's hurt. Hell, you would be crying too if this happened to you. So for the last 2 years, she's been building her brand, her business on Instagram. She's gained 20,000 followers. Something happened where her account was hacked, right? Like, I don't know how the accounts get hacked. I'm not going to go into all of that technical stuff. That's not what I'm here for. So anyway, her account was hacked. 20,000 followers gone. I don't know what monetary value that means for her, but that's 2 years of hard work just gone down the drain. That is 20,000 people that she can no longer get in contact with. Now, you've probably seen this before, like, especially like on YouTube, it'd be like, oh, account got shut down or account got hacked and 100,000 followers. Now I'm starting all over. Follow my new page and stuff like that. You never, ever want to put yourself in that position. This is where you're actually working harder and not smarter, because now you're putting all your faith into a social media platform that you do not own. So I'm not even going to lie, you guys. This is a cold, hard pitch for the digital business card. And I'm going to tell you why. Okay, it's because a lot of people don't know how to get started with building their email marketing list. Like, you wondering about what type of clients or email marketing clients are out there, like such as AWeber, MailChimp, and all of that. And it becomes a little bit too time consuming. You don't want to have to deal with actually creating the lead capture page. Like, you're not that technical. You don't have a real place to put it. And so, like, a lot of people on LinkedIn, they use like, not LinkedIn, I'm sorry. A lot of people on Instagram, they use Linktree or Link Bio and stuff like that. And those are pretty cool. But the disadvantage that they have is that they don't often have a lead capture page. So with a lead capture page, if somebody clicks on your link, you guys, you are getting their contact information. So now there's this startling statistic that's going to probably discourage you. So I don't want to say it right now, but I'm going to say it right now, where it's stating that at least 98% of people who visit your website visit only one time, meaning they went to your website and they clicked out. You would never, ever know that they were there. Another statistic said that 92% of people who visit your website aren't there to purchase from you in the first place. What they're usually doing is they're trying to comparison shop. They just want to be nosy or something like that, but they really aren't dead set credit card in hand. So one way that marketers actually optimize those views is they have a way to keep in contact with that person. So if you go to a website, if you go to a blog, you'll notice a pop-up. It'll be like, sign up for our email newsletter or sign up to receive 25% off of your order. And this is how they continue to market to you in the long run once you've left their website, right? But now a lot of digital marketers, social media influencers, network marketers, affiliate marketers, home-based business owners, a lot of people are not doing that. So you're actually losing a lot of your traffic, right? You're marketing and you're marketing and you're wondering why nothing is happening. And that's because you don't have a way to keep in contact with that person. So especially if you are just leaving your website everywhere, you don't even know if somebody's gone to your website. And this is why a lot of people who train in digital marketing say, don't leave your website, make people ask for your website. Well, we already know a good portion of people ain't gonna ask for your website, right? Like, they just want to click on it and be able to lurk and find out what you're doing without actually having to talk to you. Hey, don't feel bad. Certain situations where I feel the same way, I don't want to talk to you. I just want to look at it, right? But this is also going to free you up from sending out that message talking about PM sent. I'll PM you. PM. Like, people don't want to keep seeing that. Like, eventually that just gets old and tiring. And then, of course, like, one of the episodes that I recorded was how to create images that actually gains traffic, that engages people, that sparks their curiosity. And a lot of times, if you're working with a product-based business, a lot of people want to see the product, right? If they want to see the product or they want to see the result. So if you are taking a picture or if you're sharing a picture, you guys, one little way that you can easily, you know, engage people and send traffic to it is to share that picture with the digital business card. Now, here's the advantage of it. The digital business card has three separate features to create, to gain their contact information. There's the lead capture at the bottom of the card. That's the least used one that I use, honestly. Then there's the optional, which is like the newsletter. And then it's the mandatory, where they have to fill this out in order to view the card. Now, I use this for people who express interest in working with me, and it takes them directly to the presentation. You guys, I make that social media post, or I put it on Pinterest, and I get the traffic going to that card. And now everybody is viewing that presentation, and I'm off minding my damn business, you guys. Like yesterday, my mama kept calling me, y'all. I'm like, look, I'm still irritated with the fact that she kept calling me for some technical support, knowing doggone well I'm not technical support. But anyway, I was on the phone with her for 2 hours, y'all. And as I'm on the phone with her, I'm getting notifications because I know this is going to sound a little bit big head and cocky and conceited, but I like to see that my card is working for me. So I get notifications that tells me like, hey, so-and-so viewed your card. Yes, you can see who viewed your card, or to tell you, hey, you have a new lead. I like seeing that type of stuff because I need to know that my stuff is working. And then when it's working, I come back to you guys and tell you that it's working. So as I'm on the phone with her, I'm getting like, hey, this person was on your blog and they signed up to receive 10% off, right? Like I posted the product, but this person is interested. So now I have her email information. Now I can enroll her into my email marketing series that I didn't create, but the network marketing company created, right? Like I caught her information and I never ever spoke to this lady before, okay? So this is how you can work smarter and not harder, where you're not spending so much time working in your business, where you're not spending so much time answering certain questions in Facebook Messenger or Instagram DM or Twitter DM. This is how you can spend more time actually enjoying your freedom. And, you know, you should spend more time working on your business instead of working in your business, right? So, and a lot of people forget that, like, as much as we love social media is not a platform that we own. We don't own YouTube. We don't own Twitter. We don't own LinkedIn. We don't own Pinterest. We don't own Facebook. We don't own Snapchat. We don't own Instagram. We don't own any of that, you guys. And I know it's different social media platforms is coming up and around, but guess what? You still don't own that. So you want to be looking out for yourself. Like, take from the lesson of this lady who lost 20,000 followers overnight. Hell, I know a lot of y'all would be mad if y'all lost 2,000 followers overnight. Hell, you might be mad if you lost 200 followers, because we know that growing a following online is not easy. It requires consistency. And for somebody to just come and wipe all of that up and sweep it right underneath your feet, that, oh my God, that is one of the most heartbreaking things that you could ever experience, especially when you're a digital marketer, or internet marketer, or whatever title. You know, y'all know I keep saying every title because everybody got a different title. But if you're online, right, you want to make sure that you have some type of protection for yourself. So with this digital business card, you guys, this is what I actually use in my business, okay? I have several different cards, okay? Because as you guys know, I made a podcast a while ago about what I learned from working out consistently. You guys, today will make 180 days of me working out. And I have a digital business card that shows my progress so I can share that with people, right? So with this digital business card, you can share it manually, but if you are online and you're marketing online, instead of, you know, just including 18,000 links that you get, you can use just like that one link, right? Like you can use that one link and you can take people to different, you know, categories or profiles or whatever it is that you want to do with it. So this is the reason why I am a firm believer and a very, very avid user of the digital business card, you guys. It's helping me run my business automatically. I'm not having to require additional skills to create lead capture pages and all of that extra stuff. And it's sharing and it's going out for me every single day, almost every minute of the hour. And if you would like to see one of my digital business cards, my primary digital business card, you guys, it is chicagosbeauty.com. That is C-H-I-C-A-G-O-S is in Sam, beauty, B-E-A-U-T-Y.com, chicagosbeauty.com. You can see my primary business card, okay? And like I said, this is a cold hard pitch, you guys, and it's a pitch for you to become better and not bitter, right? Learn from your mistakes. If you are sending traffic to your replicated website, you guys, change it, because people are going to your website and you would never ever know, right? And then what's going to happen if they just so happen to see that product again, but Susie is promoting it? And guess what? They're like, oh yeah, I did see that. It's time for me to get it. I got my money back again. I recouped from Christmas shopping, right? Like now they're back ready and they're ready to spend money, but they're not spending money with you. So that is my tip for this week. I'll catch you guys on the next one. Happy New Year.